Coral Reefs. Imagine you are looking out at the vast, beautifully shining sea in Okinawa. Can you see the white splash of waves forming a long line a little way from the coast? What helps form the line of waves in the middle of the ocean? The answer is coral reefs. Waves crash against coral reefs just like water crashes against walls. Geographers classify coral reefs into four types: fringing reefs, barrier reefs, atoll reefs, and patch reefs. Fringing reefs. Coral reefs formed close to the coastline of an island or continent. They are separated from the coast by a shallow lagoon and usually have a rough, table-like surface. They are exposed during low tide, so you can walk further away from the shore and enjoy seeing tropical fish trapped in reef shallows. Fringing reefs are the most common type of reefs. Barrier reefs. Coral reefs running roughly parallel to the shore. They are separated from the shore by a wide, deep lagoon. As you can see by their name, barrier reefs help protect the coastline from the waves of the open ocean. The Great Barrier Reef in Australia is the most famous example of this type of reefs. Atoll reefs. When an island surrounded by fringing reefs sinks into the ocean and only the reefs are left, those reefs are called atoll reefs. When seen from above, they look like a frame left in the water. Most of the atoll reefs can be found in the Pacific Ocean. Patch reefs. When reefs are small, isolated, and form a small platform in the sea, they are called patch reefs. They are usually found between fringing reefs and barrier reefs. Coral reefs cover only about 0.2% of the Earth's seafloor, but they support a wide variety of marine animals and plants. It is said that about 1/4 of all marine fish species, more than 4,000 kinds of fish, more than 700 kinds of corals, and thousands of plants and animals depend on coral reef ecosystems. They provide small fish with food and shelter and thousands of marine species with an ideal habitat that cannot be realized without them. Coral reefs support not only marine species, but also humans. More than 40% of the world's population lives within 100 kilometers of the coastlines, and many depend on coral reefs. Coral reefs protect the coast from the wild waves of the open ocean. Also, they provide food for people worldwide and income for people living in neighboring regions and countries through tourism. However, coral reef ecosystems are under threat now. A study shows that about 14% of the world's coral reefs have disappeared in less than a decade. And if we do not take any action to conserve the corals, it is predicted that we may lose 70 to 90% of all coral reefs over the next 20 years. What endangers coral reefs? Experts say climate change is the biggest threat to the world's reefs. We must all continuously strive to curb greenhouse gas emissions and mitigate pressures from human activities, tourism, overfishing, and destructive fishing techniques such as blast fishing and erosion from coastal development. Are we not related to the destruction of coral reefs? It is undeniable that the destruction of coral reefs concerns us all.